As I said before, our text for this morning's message is from Luke chapter 6. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. Dear friends in Christ, so far during Epiphany, this Epiphany season, what we see is Jesus' divine nature being manifested in a lot of different ways. First, of course, on Epiphany Sunday itself is the star in the sky that points to all the world that the Savior, the King of the Jews, has been born. Then, of course, Jesus is baptized, and there we see the Holy Trinity come together with the Father coming, speaking his voice from heaven, and the Holy Spirit coming down upon Jesus' head like a dove. And God saying, the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And then throughout this, Jesus is rejected in his hometown of Nazareth as the fulfillment of Scripture. And even though the people wanted to kill him, he just walked through their midst and went away to perform miracles like turning water into wine, casting out demons, healing various diseases, and last week, bringing in a large catch of fish. However, these are not the miracles that Jesus came to do. I should say, these are not the only miracles that Jesus came to do. They're not even the most important, because these temporal, here today and gone tomorrow gifts aren't the gifts and blessings that God became man to give to you and me. He gives us these things for today. He provides us our daily bread. But that's not all. You see, it's not just for today, but actually Christ makes us blessed forever. Because let's face it, we really can't trust our blessings that we receive right now. People are seeking blessings from Jesus. These people came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. So we find out why everybody's following Jesus. Now, some of them are his disciples, but there's a bunch of people from Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. We're not sure why Luke actually says it this way, but probably he's saying they're all believers, but some of them are Jewish believers, and Tyre and Sidon's kind of in a Gentile area, so those were probably Gentile believers. But they're all coming to be healed or cleansed. They came from all over to seek Jesus and his gifts. Now, let's face it, brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I also seek blessings and gifts from God through faith and prayer. Sometimes we ask God when we're ill, "Lord, heal me according to your will and according to your way." We pray for people in need of healing here. We absolutely do. We ask God to be with those who are grieving, who are in need of God's healing, who are in need of his healing, both in mind, in spirit, in soul, and in body. These are things that we ask for on a regular basis. We ask for rain. We ask for moisture. Sometimes we get a little bit more than we bargain for, but we thank our Lord for his blessings. God, Jesus does over and over answer our prayers for today. And it's all right to come to ask for God's gifts of today, especially because he's taught us, "Give us this day our daily bread," in the Lord's Prayer. And what we see here on the Sea of Galilee, or on the flat place, is Jesus seeing the needs of the people. And he blesses them, and he also blesses us with his gifts. Jesus heals those who come to him. Jesus provides daily bread, sometimes even miracles, to care for you and me. Sometimes when we pray to our Lord and Savior, he answers our prayers with a yes. I always say he always answers prayer. There was a member of my congregation back in Arkansas, my first call. She said, "God answers prayers three ways. He says, yes, no, and I've got something better in store for you. I always heard it was yes, no, and wait. That last one was always the tough one. But God always heals us. And sometimes we have miraculous things happen to us. But that's not where our faith lies. Jesus actually says, woe to those whose faith is only in earthly gifts. Just because God gives us these earthly temporal gifts, it doesn't mean that we'll be blessed forever, or that we're supposed to look for God's favor or God's love in these gifts. In other words, we don't need proof of God's love for us. Jesus warns us against putting our faith in our temporal gifts like money, food, laughter, and a good reputation, because they're here one day and gone tomorrow. I mean, think about it. One of the things that comes to mind is a statistic that I read, and I don't know if the actual number is correct or the actual percentage is, but the vast majority of those who win a large lottery win, that within just a few years, they're back to where they were before. Here today and gone tomorrow. They're temporal gifts. They're not permanent. There's only one thing that we can be absolutely sure of. There's only one blessing that is forever, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ is our sure blessing forever. So we put our faith in the eternal gift of Christ. See, the gifts that God gives, they don't reflect our standing before Him. We're not more blessed. God doesn't look at us and say, you're more righteous, therefore I'm going to bless you more. That's not how it works. Because as we know, Scripture tells us, there is none righteous, no, not one. It's the death and the resurrection of Jesus that reflects our standing before God. It's our faith in Christ and what He has done for us that gives us any status before God, because it's not our status, it's Christ's status. The death and resurrection of Jesus, well, they don't pass away. Jesus can't be killed because all He does is come right back again. Just like He did the first time when He died and rose again. See, the thing is that Jesus is our eternal blessing both now and forever. And just like Christ said in our text today, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. You see, yours right now is the kingdom of God. For richer, for poor, for in abundance or in hunger, in suffering or in rejoicing, Christ and His kingdom are yours and mine. His kingdom is ours forever, as the hymn says. We actually have a foretaste of the eternal blessings that are to come as we have been washed, baptized, as we've been absolved, and we are fed now as a promise that we will always be cared for by God. So that when we say goodbye to a loved one who's died here, we know that it's not forever. Those who have died in the faith go before us to be in the arms of Christ. And that we know as we die in faith, we will see them again. That's what Christ has done for us. That's the promise of God. So no matter what you and I are going through in this life, at this moment or the next, Jesus is with us. The God who actually created the heavens and the earth has promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. He's written that promise to you not with money or food or happiness or fame. He's written that promise in the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. See, it's in Him that we have the certain promise of forgiveness, life, and salvation. In Him, We have a promise that doesn't fade, it doesn't change, it doesn't decay with time. It's a promise that remains sure and firm forever. As long as the Son, the eternal Word of God, lives, you and I shall live. We actually have God with us now, and we will have Him in all of His gifts for eternity, because Christ makes us blessed and blessed forever. In His name, amen and amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, now and always. Amen.